I'm Jonathan Moore.
And I'm Colin Lamb.
And you're listening to
Press Coverage, V2's own American football podcast. Hello and welcome to Press Coverage, V2's own American football podcast. Obviously, last week we spoke to another top college player in BYU's Kyle Van Noy, but now we have another great guest in store, also in the college football world, and I'll introduce you to my co-host Jonathan, who can explain who the guy we are going to be talking to.
Thanks a lot, Colin, for the intro. Yes, we do indeed have another top drawer guest on the podcast for you right now. He is undoubtedly one of the most exciting players on the college football scene. Please welcome to the podcast, Dree Archer. Dree, how's it going?
Pretty good, how you doing?
You're doing great. Thanks a lot for coming on to the show tonight.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
So, we'll just get straight down to the questions. First of all, how has your off-season been, and how is spring practice going for you?
They've been going pretty good.
Are there any particular aspects of your game that you really want to improve on?
Just attack the weight room, get a little bit bigger, add some weight on.
Yeah, so what would your ideal weight be? What's the playing weight you're looking for?
I want to weigh about 180 to 185 to start next season.
And how close are you to that goal? All right, so you should be around that weight by the start of the season.
Yeah, I should be there, but by the time season comes, I should be good and ready to go.
Yeah, so one of the questions I think that a lot of people want to know is, you had a great season, and it might have made sense to some people for you to enter the NFL draft. Can I ask, what made you decide to stay with Kent State for your senior season, and did you come close to entering the draft? Yeah, and what is your degree, and what are you studying?
I want to be a coach one day.
Oh, cool, yeah, cool.
Now, as Colin said, you had a great season last season. Your stats were pretty incredible across the board. You led the conference with 23 touchdowns in a season. Also, a single-season record at Kent State. You managed 1,500 rushing yards almost, with only 159 carries. And then at the end of the season, you were named in several All-American teams, also becoming the first player from Kent State to be on the Walter Camp team, among many other things. So you must have been very happy with how your own season went. Yeah, and you're clearly an accomplished kick returner, a running back, and also on receiving. And I believe that your new coach, Paul Haynes, wants you to do punts too. Is there anything that you can't do? And also, what would you say that the main differences are between returning a kick as opposed to maybe returning a punt? And on a return play, what sort of things are going through your mind as you're standing there seeing the ball flying through the air coming towards you?
The only thing I'm thinking about is trying to score.
And as your threat as a player has become more well known and more prominent, have you found that more kickers are sometimes kicking the ball out of bounds just to avoid it getting to you?
And do you like the fact that we're kicking away from you? Do you think it's good that you're getting the rest, or does it frustrate you? Yeah, and one of the other big differences for you and for the team is you lost some key guys up front. Obviously, you lost Brian Winters to the NFL. First of all, how proud are you of your teammates getting drafted? And second of all, do you think you have the guys that can step up and replace them?
Yeah, I mean, that's something you do every season.
Yeah, and obviously I mentioned the draft there. One of the guys you get compared to a lot is Tavon Austin, who went in the top 10 picks, obviously, to the St. Louis Rams. Did you think it was a good thing for you to see a guy who has similar size to you, somewhat a similar player? Do you think it was a big deal that a small guy went so high in the draft? Yeah, and do you think that comparison's good? Can you see similarities in your game?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, so, I mean, when you were growing up playing the sport, who were the guys that you looked up to? Who did you want to replicate?
I just wanted to be my own player.
Yeah, a very fast player. So, can I ask, I was told by Aaron, obviously the media relations guy that set this up for us, big thanks to him, I was told by him that you have run a 4.21 40-yard dash. Is that accurate?
Yes, it is. Last spring.
So, basically then, do you consider yourself the fastest player in college football? Faster than guys like De'Anthony Thomas, maybe?
Yeah, I consider myself faster.
So do you think, when the combine comes around next year, could we be listening to the guy that is going to take the place of Chris Johnson as the fastest 40-yard dash time of all time? I like the confidence.
And another thing that I've seen you referred to quite a lot as is the most dangerous man in college football because of some of your unbelievable plays, and it really is hard to disagree with that when you see some of the plays you make. Do you personally feel you are the most dangerous man in college football? And I mentioned some of the plays that you've made. One of those, or two of those I should say, came in a game against Bowling Green last year. You managed a 74-yard touchdown, first of all, followed by a 79-yard touchdown in which you had to change direction so many times. It was just an incredible play to watch. What's the secret behind your ability to keep on making plays like that all the time?
Yeah, and how much, I mean, what kind of things do you do? Obviously, I mean, you're one of these guys that you watch, and sometimes it just seems like you're moving at a different speed to everyone else. You make guys miss, like they're not there, really. I mean, is that just natural ability, or is it a lot of hard work to get that sort of, you know, the quick feet and the ability to make guys look silly? Yeah, and as Jonathan said, you've had some, you know, amazing plays, but if you could pick one play that you think sums up your skill set better than most, I mean, if you had to pick one, what would be your favourite play last year?
I'd probably say that run at Bowling Green.
Yeah, is that, like, so when you're running the ball, I mean, do you prefer kind of bouncing it to the outside and using your speeds, or do you think you're a guy who, considering you, even though you know you've got quite a small stature, do you like being physical and just taking it right up the gut?
You know, people think I like running outside, but you know I'm a little guy. I like running in between the tackles.
Yeah, so I'm guessing when you look at guys maybe like LaMichael James and maybe guys like Jaquizz Rodgers in the NFL, do you think there's quite a big market, quite a big need for guys like yourself who have that speed? And even though they're a little bit smaller than most, obviously they can be just as physical. So do you think sometimes you're unfairly thought of as a guy who likes to sort of avoid contact?
Yeah, I think it's weird. I mean, because we're so little, we run behind the tackles, the offensive linemen, we can hide behind our players, so the defense is hard for the defense to locate us. We can pick through those little holes.
Yeah. And so obviously you played some good defenses last year. Which one stood out to you? What was the toughest team to run on?
I think NIU was probably the best defense we've faced all year.
Now, also talking about last season, Kent State pretty much dominated the conference. You finished with an 8-0 record, 11-3 overall. You then went on to the championship game where you were just edged out by Northern Illinois after two periods of overtime. How difficult a defeat was that one to take, considering you came so close to winning it?
It was very hard, especially, we had goals the whole season, we're going to make him winning,
And you also, Kent State also then went on to play in its first bowl game in 4 decades. How special was it to be involved in the team that achieved that feat?
Well, the 2012 season was remarkable. You know, all year long, it was a great feeling, being part of history. We made a lot of history last season. At the end of the day, we still can't show up. We ended the season with an 0-2 record, losing our last 2 games. So, we just got to try to rebound and come strong next season.
And will you use the defeats to Northern Illinois and in the bowl game as motivation to get back there next season and take that final step?
Yeah, so, I mean, obviously you're playing some really good teams next season. Are there any dates on the calendar that you have marked out? Any teams that you are particularly looking forward to playing against?
LSU and NIU.
Yeah, so do you think you'll have some joy against that LSU front? Yeah, so I mean, so far in your career, which stadiums have been the funnest to play in? Which places have you been most excited to visit?
Kentucky was pretty fun last year, and then I met Kent, and we played a 4-3, it was pretty fun.
Yeah, and have you set yourself any sort of goals in terms of stats? Obviously, you sort of led the stat sheet in a lot of categories last year. Have you set yourself any goals like that for this upcoming season?
No, I just want to have a better season than I did last season.
Yeah, and what do you think you have to do to have a better season? Is it just making sure you have the one or two extra wins, or do you think there's a lot more you can do to improve your game?
No, just working hard this summer, just trying to stay healthy.
Yeah, and obviously, I think the best way to describe you, and as we say, guys, there's guys in the NFL like yourself now, like Tavon Austin, they've been sort of described as four-down players. Do you think that you're a four-down player, and do you like having that extra responsibility?
Yes, I do, I like responsibility, I like the ball in my hands.
Yeah, and how are you dealing with the extra attention? Obviously, you were already a good player, but last season sort of catapulted you into maybe more of the eyes of the casual college football fans. Do you like the extra attention?
Yeah, it's good, I get looked at more, you get what's next up, NFL scouts and coaches start looking at me more, so yeah, it's a good feeling.
Yeah, and you said you came quite close to maybe entering the NFL. Did you talk to the draft advisory boards and basically see where they think you would be drafted?
Yeah, I talked to them.
Yeah, can you tell us where we thought you would go, what we thought your range was?
Around 4-7.
Yeah, so I'm guessing your aim now, do you have an aim for where you want to be drafted now? Yeah, and when you think about the NFL, does that add extra pressure to you because you want to make sure that teams notice you, or do you just think by playing your own game that'll be enough to get you noticed?
I don't know. There's no pressure really, to go one game at a time, try not to worry about the next level too much right now.
Yeah. And do you watch much NFL during the college season? Do you watch it quite a lot?
Yeah, I watch every Sunday.
Oh, nice. So, which teams do you like watching? Do you support a team?
Yeah, my favorite team is the Tampa Bay.
So, I'm guessing you're happy they signed Darrelle Revis.
Yeah, I'm very happy with Darrelle Revis.
Yeah, so is that your dream team? If you could have a choice when it comes to draft time, obviously, you'd be delighted to play for any team, I'm guessing, but would the Tampa Bay Bucks be your dream team?
Yeah, that would be my dream team.
But back to the present just now, sorry to bring you back down. It might be your last season at Kent State, but someone that's going to be having his first season there is the new head coach, Paul Haynes, who I mentioned earlier. How has it been working with him since he came in?
It's been pretty cool. He's a good coach, great guy, great individual, but he's more of a defensive-minded coach, so he works with defense more than offense.
All right, and is there anything that you've noticed in particular that him and his staff do differently to the previous regimes that you've worked under at Kent State?
Yeah, I think
And can you maybe give us an insight into what sort of things happen during the week leading up to a game on a Saturday at Kent State?
No, it's just a basic day, just like any other college. We wake up, we go to a pre-game meal, pre-game stretch, and then we're in the locker room, we're listening to music.
And just the last question I have for you anyway is that you already go down as one of Kent State's top players, that's pretty much guaranteed, but when you leave, what do you want your legacy to be?
I want everybody to remember who I was.
Yeah, so obviously now we're still a little bit away from the start of the college season, but what do you do in your downtime? Do you like playing our sports? Are you watching the NBA playoffs? Do you like football, or you guys call it soccer? Do you like hockey? Like, what do you do in your downtime during the off season?
No, I just like a regular game, chill with my friends, hang out with family. But yeah, I've been watching NBA playoffs.
Yeah, so who do you think is going to win it all?
Miami Heat.
Yeah, well, they looked pretty dominant last night. Well,
yeah, they were.
Yeah. Well, yeah, so, I mean, basically, where do you see yourself now? And if we were to say in a year's time, what are your hopes? What do you hope to have achieved in the next year?
Winning the next title, winning the next championship, a bowl game, and get drafted.
Yeah, well, that sounds like a dream scenario. So, once again, Dree, thanks so much for joining us. We really enjoyed speaking to you, and we can't wait to watch you. Kent State were shown on TV a few times here last year, so hopefully you'll be shown again, and we look forward to seeing you do your thing. So, once again, thanks a lot.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Bree. Have a great season.
Thank you.
Yeah, so once again, a big thanks to Dree Archer, obviously one of the most explosive players in college football, and we look forward to watching him next season, and hopefully BT can show him just the same way ESPN did last year. But
yes, Virgin Media, get your act together.
Okay. Yes, no, it's not. But, yes, that sort of threw me there, John.
I want to watch it.
Yes, you do, but that's what you kind of get on Twitter about. You can just sort of be quite aggressive and make sure you get what you want. But, anyway, thanks for that, Jonathan. We will now be looking forward to the following week of the podcast, and I don't want to reveal too many names yet, but we do have some guys we think we have them in store, and if it's the people we're expecting, all we can say is it's some of college football's biggest names, and also some newbies to the NFL. And as always, if you want to find the latest out about guests, about podcasts coming out this week, feel free to follow us on Twitter. And when I say feel free, I mean do it. And you can find us on, first of all, our own Twitter page, which is Press Coverage V2. You can follow me on C Lament Sports. I have now got way more followers than Jonathan J. Moore, which makes me very, very happy. And if you also want to, you can check us out on iTunes, where we are doing our thing there too. So once again, thanks for listening. Thanks to Dree. Thanks to me. Thanks to Jonathan. And I can say goodbye, and Jonathan can say
adieu.
We'll forget he said that, but once again, thank you.